You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm Merc, and welcome to episode 207 of Erk FM, Erk FM International, coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every Wednesday on Erk FM and also Trax Radio. We have a great selection of music for you today, coming to you from Criminal Records, Ambicon Records, Juice Management and Promotion, Airplay Direct, Audio Roadkit, and The Artist Directly. And if you're a musician, we've got a great deal coming up for you via Audio Roadkit. Stay tuned for more information about that. We've got some great music coming to you from all over the world, and there's a bit of a strange theme that'll be very evident right in the middle of the episode. I had a massive blooper to start that you'll hear at the start of the episode. No, you'll hear that at the end of the episode. I'm now at the start of the episode. We're going to kick things off. I think I need a bit of music to kick things off. And a couple of artists from last week's show have got back to me and sent me some more tracks. They were very happy with last week's show, which is always awesome to hear when the artists take the time to listen, because like me, I know they're busy. We're going to kick things off with Alexander Jenkins, he of the 24-minute song last week, and we're going to kick it off with the track that I was originally going to play from him, and this is Pulsar. If you want to know any information about any of the artists or indeed Erk FM, go to the website at erkfm.com. But in the meantime, here's Alexander Jenkins. Thanks, Modus. We'll be right back.
I'm Brad.
I'm Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain. And we are
Foundry Road.
And you can find us at
foundryroad.com.
And you're listening to
Urk FM!
Yeah!
Say goodbye to you.
Everybody, I'm Dave.
And I'm Caroline.
And we're from The Bookcast.
You can find us at www.thebookcast.org.
And when we're not drinking tea, we're listening to
Urk FM.
Drinking tea. We're British, you know.
Where the housewives
And what's here is incidental to what's supposed to be. It don't belong to me. It don't belong to me.
We're big fans of IRC FM.
Totally love IRC. We are Domino. Visit us at www.dominoband.net. Go nice. IRC! Rock the house!
Nice. Woo!
Just leave it all behind. I know you can leave it all behind. Don't count away the tears, leave it all behind. Although it hurts like hell, leave it all behind. Forget. Leave it, leave it.
Welcome back to episode 207. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to episode 207 of IRC FM International, brought to you this week by Shifty Jelly's Pocket Cast. And if you miss something that I said, just hit the screen, and you can go backwards. Or if you want to avoid something that I'm saying, and skip to the music. You can skip forward as well. Great control over your podcast compared to iTunes. Pocket Cast by Shifty Jelly, allowing you to control the podcast at shiftyjelly.com. Links on the show notes. Anywho, we've just heard from a great variety of artists in that particular set, and you'll find out why I've done it this way in a moment, sort of breaking the episode up into two pieces for this episode, episode 207. We started the episode up with Alexander Jenkins and his song Pulsar. Then we had Paul Rushby, who was also on last week's episode, and his song Last Night. After that, we heard from Uncles with their song Bayberry Lane. After that, we heard Clarity by the artist Zosh Cardo, and the track that we just heard was by Lilith, and the song was called Leave It Behind. So Lilith is from Poland. She's an independent singer-songwriter who plays the piano. Oh, she's another pianist. And she produces and publishes her own music. In the spring of 2011, Lilith released her second album called Bear, where she sings about emotions using minimalist means of expressions, i.e. only her voice and the piano. And on the 7th of November 2011, she released a new album called Leave It Behind. It's her third album since her debut in 2009. But it's the first that she arranged and recorded with her five-member band. The album contains 11 songs, 9 in English and 2 in Polish. So that's Lilith, and I think I might have to find one of these songs in Polish there. Prior to Lilith, we heard from Zosh Cardo. They describe themselves as dark trip-hop from London. Great love for all things trip-hop and emotional and sadness and happiness and vice versa, which is what made Chris start Zosh Cardo. His intentions have always been to be moved and to move, so hopefully that's what's coming to all of us. So Zosh Cardo from London, awesome stuff there if you like your trip-hop. And we've been, of course, trying to play all sorts of different genres here on IRC FM International. Before that, we heard from Uncles, who are from Queens in New York. And they've just released their new album, M4W. which in dating terms is male for female. I wonder if that is the hidden meaning behind that one or not. It's sometimes interesting to find out how bands name their songs and also name themselves and name albums and all of that sort of stuff. And I like doing that in interviews and all of that sort of stuff. The album is actually out now by the time that you're listening to this episode. And the new album is, as I said, called M4W. One of the tracks that we heard was one of the singles off the album, Bayberry Lane. So that was quite cool. And if you are interested in picking up any of the music that you hear on the show or interacting with any of the artists, go to the show notes at irkfm.com, click on the links, find out more about them. And if you do interact with them, let them know that you heard them here on IrkFM, because the bands always are interested. Before that, we heard from Paul Rushby, and Paul's been sending me a lot of music over the last week or so, which has been awesome. So I'll be sprinkling him through the show. And he's currently in the Doncaster area. Have to introduce him to Dave and Caroline from the Bugcast if they don't already know each other. In a similar part of the world. It's actually quite interesting. I was watching a documentary called Undercover Boss on TV this week, and they were featuring a chicken chain called Southern Fried Chicken, and they showed Sheffield, which is one of the areas where I visited and where I met Caroline from the Bugcast for the first time, and I don't remember her showing me where the Southern Fried Chicken was. But some great memories brought back by that show, Undercover Boss. So that was Paul Rushby. And before him, we heard from Alexander Jenkins. And he sent me a couple of more tracks during the week, which is absolutely awesome. I was going to play the song that you heard, Pulsar, originally. And then what happened was I put the other track on, not realising that it was a 24-minute track. And so I did play some of the track. I did play all of it, but it's also good just to be able to play him. And he's a great artist from Florida in the US. Anywho, we're going to continue on. I'm actually not going to introduce this next series of tracks because there's a bit of a theme that I want to run. See if you can pick up what the theme is straight after this.
Raw footage coming out of the cinema and into your ears.
This film is utter bollocks. It has almost no redeeming features whatsoever.
Colin is just full of surprises.
Yes, folks, this is a gay film. And it's still utterly wonderful.
Boy, are you in for a special treat.
One of the most shocking endings I've ever seen. Not in a sense of, you know, sort of out of your seat jumping, oh my god, I don't believe they do that. But in a sense of, oh my god, I did not see that coming, but that's awesome.
Wow, baby, you have more for me? I admire your stamina.
Now, I might be slightly facetious when I say the star of the film is the baby, but it's brilliant. I mean, that is the cutest baby I have ever seen in a film.
Raw Footage, the Stream of Consciousness Film Review Show. Find it in standard MP3 or enhanced M4A formats on iTunes or at the homepage raw-footage.co.uk.
To move, so sure to make him do. Are you such a fantasy. Assembling the pieces with no language in. Who wants to have a picnic with no sandwiches? Invent the conversation in my mind. It's a thought of something really.
Something really essential. What the mind can store. I told you once before, I only want to know. Hard As Nails Band, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Mummy, I think I've just been bitten. Bitten? Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by IRC FM. Oh, my God.
It's 3 a.m. you're not home. Gonna pack my bags, I'm gone. You see my destination written in a magazine. It's 3 a.m. rain's coming down. Got the water on the ground beneath my feet. I'll walk calmly out of town. Heaven take me, you never break me. Heaven take me, heaven take me, you never break me. Heaven take me. Stars are out. I hear the taxi driver shout. Grab my phone, grab my keys and a little cash. The streets are cold and I'm so alone. My head is heavy, I'm a little stoned. I've got nothing but my soul and some dignity. Heaven take me, you'll never break me. Heaven take me, no, no. Heaven take me, you'll never break me. Heaven take me. Have the good times and you threw them all away. You just don't even care. Time's a wasting, but time's a fool. Never going back, never going back there. You're not home. Gonna pack my bags, I'm gone. You see my destination written in a magazine. 3 a.m. and you're not home. Heard my message on the phone. That's the last time that you ever hear from me. Heaven take me, you'll never break me. Heaven take me, no, no. Heaven take me, you'll never break me. Heaven take me, no, no. Heaven, heaven, no. Heaven, a little bit of heaven. Heaven take me, no. Heaven, heaven, no. Heaven.
Are you a musician like Nick Tan? Are you looking for an audio engineer to produce your next album? Are you looking for a new band member? Or are you looking for a new band? Musicians, go to the show notes at irkfm.com, episode 207, click on the link, and with Audio Row Kit, buy 1 month, get 1 month free. Link on the show notes.
I'm on my way. left to see. Can't get you out of my head. Can't get for peace. Then I think about the way you smile, the way you smiled at me. Then I think about the way you spoke, the way you spoke to me. Don't wanna see another day. Don't wanna see another day. Can't get you out of my head. Can't get the peace. Can't get you out of my head. Then I think about the way you smile, the way you smiled at me. Then I think about the way you spoke, the way you spoke to me. Don't wanna see another day. Don't wanna see another day.
don't know how I feel.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
So, have you picked up the theme yet that I've had for the last few songs? You might not have, because just like shooting someone in the knee when it comes to Skyrim, playing a series of songs with the same title has sort of become like an internet meme for me on this show on Irk FM. And we've heard from a lot of different artists with a song called 3 AM. Some of them have been obvious, some of them haven't been. For instance, we're listening to at the moment Solimar, who is from New York, with a song called Bitter Kiss, a 3 AM remix, and this is supposed to be a 3 AM instrumental remix. Before that, we heard from Way Up with a song called, not surprisingly, 3 AM. Before that, we heard from our friend Nick Tan, a musician and podcaster from Southampton in the UK, with his song called 3 AM. Before that, we heard a brother and sister combo called The Breeding with their song 3 AM. And to start up the set of 3 AM songs, we heard from Jordan Tice with a song, not surprisingly, called 3 AM. And before all those 3 AM songs, we heard a song called Wait a Minute, and that was by Streaming Lights. Now, Streaming Lights, they're a three-piece alternative indie pop band originally from Hull in the UK. They call themselves Pony, of their own breed of high-energy, fast-paced, guitar-based indie pop. They're currently touring around the UK in various towns and cities. And so that was Streaming Lights. Jordan Tice, this is a bit of an interesting bio. You'll know that I'm a fan of interesting bios. Jordan Tice started his musical career at the age of 5 as a bad Suzuki violin student. After a stint as a failed piano student, he retired from the music business altogether at the age of 7 in 1994. He cautiously re-entered music 2 years later with an alto saxophone, and by the age of 12, the activity found itself at the centre of his life with the discovery of the guitar and how awesome the Allman Brothers were. Tune writing immediately followed. His first tune, an instrumental rock song recorded on a Tascam 4-track recorder, was written as a creative stretching of the guidelines of an 8th grade book report assignment. After brief stints in several local rock bands with characters his parents were worried about him hanging out with, Jordan discovered bluegrass during his sophomore year of high school after witnessing firsthand the phenomenon of a bluegrass festival. And so he graduated with a degree in musical composition, and he's moved to Boston, where he currently is. He currently performs work with the Footworks Percussive Dance Ensemble, and he also writes and leads the Jordan Trias Trio as well. And there should be a new album out very soon if it's not out already. Then we heard from The Breedings. They're a brother-sister duo out of Nashville, Tennessee. Originally from Lexington, Kentucky, the duo sings original material penned by singer-songwriter Willie, who released two solo albums while living in Brooklyn, New York, and toured nationally. His big sister Erin was living as an accountant in Boston and singing occasional backup for her brother, stepped up to become the lead singer in 2008. Brought together by their love of 70s country music, country and or western, Studio B, the pair emerged in 2011 with a surprisingly rock and roll album. They're currently touring behind their debut album, as well as singing classical hits from Willie's solo albums. And so that was his, or their, 3 AM song. After that, we heard from Nick Tan, and Nick Tan has been on the show before. He, of course, provided the bumper that you heard immediately before his song. He's also a podcaster with his podcast, Is This Thing On? He recently took a month off the podcast to concentrate on gigs. He's back doing his podcast. He's gigging, and he's doing rather well for himself down in Southampton. He was one of the few music podcasters that I wanted to bump into in the UK that actually didn't get to. But if you want to hear more about Nick Tan, you can go to the interview section of irkfm.com and you'll find Nick's interview there with a lot of others. And he even played the guitar for me live via Skype during the interview. So that was rather cool. After Nick, we heard from Way Up, and they are from Scotland. Might have actually played these guys once before. Their frontman Scott Kerr cut his musical teeth back in the day at bars, clubs and the university circuit through Scotland, honing his songwriting acumen along the way. Now enjoying international success with his dance music held worldwide in clubs as far apart as LA and London, he heads up his first love, writing, recording and performing rock music with Brian, and Jim, all seasoned musicians he's known since school. So the band, both as individuals and collectively, have enjoyed working with diverse acts such as Screaming Lords, Such, and Big Country, at charity event performances, residence at the legendary Spanish La Hostel Club, and numerous live radio and TV appearances. And so you heard the song 3 AM by Way Up. And then we're now listening to Solly Marr, who was born and raised in New York, the Brooklyn native used to dream of becoming a fixture in the music industry. She always had a song in her heart and started to write when she was still in high school. She won a literary award and decided that writing was her second passion to singing. Starting out in R&B, she hooked up with a gentleman called Cliff Blunt in 1993, who became her manager and guided her through vocal coaching. Using her own sense of style there, she learned how to use her vocal ability and started to write songs. You don't know how I feel. And then she delved into neo-soul jazz. I really wanna kiss and you. Then she discovered house music. I need another kiss. She's worked with various DJs, had rave reviews and interviews, and she's been unstoppable ever since, with a long list of credits. Recently, she had 3 of her digital releases listed on the top 10 downloads on Beatport.com under the New Dimension Music label for 3 weeks in a row, and even was named Artist of the Month at the label's music site. So that is rather cool. And of course, all the links that you need are on the show notes at irkfm.com. Episode 207. Also there you will find a deal that if you are a musician or if you're a music industry professional and you're looking for someone to maybe complete your band, you might be looking for a new band, you might be looking for a music producer, an audio engineer, or even a manager, you can go to audiorokit.com, click on the link on the show notes, purchase 1 month of advertising, and you will get a second month free. But you must click the link and put in the code that is on the show notes. And Audio Rokit is how I have found some absolutely awesome musicians, including this week and last week on IRC FM International. There's music from all over the world, despite it being a UK website. So our final artist we have played before here on IRC FM. At their back, they are called The Cut. They're from London. They are having a Music Week feature on the Radar for 2012 in the what would be the current edition of the On the Radar magazine. And they're also hosting their own show on NME TV. They're currently producing a video called Mario. That's currently in production. And they're also currently in the studio, and they'll have a further 5 tracks for the start of 2012 from their live set, which will be absolutely awesome. Their latest shout-out came to them from Zane Lowe on his Radio 1 show in London. They've had an excellent year, and they also had a sold-out UK tour. So, from The Cut, they're an awesome female band to finish, and anyone who's listened to IRC FM for any period of time knows that I love my girl bands. So, we're about to hear from The Cut, and it seems rather appropriate to finish up the episode. We're going to finish up with a song called Closure. This is The Cut here on IRC FM. IRCFM.com on IRC FM and also Trax Radio.
Jackson.
That's brought us to the end of a rather awesome episode of Urk FM International. Hope you enjoyed it. Episode 207 brought to you today by Pocket Cast via Shifty Jelly. Now, the artist that we've heard from on this episode came to us courtesy of Criminal Records, Ambicon Records, Juice Management and Promotion, Airplay Direct, Audio Road Kit, and the artist directly. Thank you to all of those music suppliers. We heard from Alexander Jenkins, Paul Rushby, who I did work out whose name was actually Paul Rushby. Thanks, mate. Uncles, Zosh Kato, Lee Leet, Streaming Lights, Jordan Tice, The Breeding, Nick Tan, Way Up, Solimar, and The Cut. Don't forget to join me each and every Friday on Urk FM and also on Trax Radio for Urk FM Australia. The best Australian music that you'll hear on Urk FM each and every Friday. I was going to say the best Australian music that you've never heard, but that's Insomnia Radio Australia's catchphrase, which is also done by me, just saying. We also have Urk FM Metal Monday each and every Monday on Urk FM. Got some great music coming up for you next week. Lots of Australian metal that I've seen recently, which is absolutely awesome indeed. If you want any further information, go to urkfm.com, and all the information for all the shows, previous interviews, previous shows, how to subscribe, and a lot more available there. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the episode. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. All music played on Urk FM is played with the direct permission of the artists or under agreements with various music content providers. The rights to the music remains with the original rights holder. Till next week, or whenever you next hear me across Channel Urk, I'm Urk. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Modus, and good night into it. And don't forget to stay tuned for my somewhat hilarious blooper to start off the show.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm... Hello.
Whoops.
That there is epic fail. I forgot to turn the fader down. I was adjusting my microphone and then the keyboard fell off the desk. Epic fail, this one. There's one for the blooper reel.